I will excuse the remark you have just made, because the mistake was doubtless not an unnatural one in your circle. I asked you to sit, but if the invitation must constitute me your honeysuckle, consider it withdrawn. Now, tell me about these people passing and crowding each way along these paths. Where are they going? Why do they hurry? Do you think they're happy? How fascinating they seem to me, rushing about with their petty little dreams and common worries. I come here to sit because here only can I be near the great common throbbing heart of humanity. My part in life is cast where its beating is never felt. Can you surmise why I spoke to you, Mr. Stark and Pepper? It is simply impossible to keep one's name out of the papers, or even one's portrait. This veil and this hat, my maids, of course, are my only protection. They furnish me with an incog. You should have seen the chauffeur staring when he thought I did not see. Candidly, there are 5 or 6 names that belong in the Holy of Holies, and mine, by accident of birth, is one of them. I spoke to you, Mr. Stark and Pepper, because I wanted to talk for once with a natural man, a real man, one unspoiled by the despicable gloss of wealth and supposed social superiority. Oh, you have no idea how weary I am of it. Money, money, money. And of the men who surround me, dancing around like little marionettes all cut from the same pattern. I am sick of pleasure, of jewels, of travel, of society, of luxuries of all kinds.